When the dust is settled, the situation will not be very clear, since now many parties have come into Syria to take part in the war. Russia, the US, Iran, Hezbollah, to name a few. Rim Turkmani, a Syrian who used to work with Syrian civil society groups and now works for the London School of Economics, is pretty pessimistic.
The thing with Deir ez-Zor, it's good news in a way because it's going to end the siege on about 92,000 people who've been living under siege. But we fear that another war is going to happen now that the Americans and the Syrian army are going to be so close to each other. And there is still no settlement in the horizon between the Russians and the Americans. Getting rid of ISIS is not the end, certainly, because it's not one actor that is pushing ISIS out. It's different actors, and these actors themselves, they have deep conflicts between each other. So it's not clear when they push ISIS out what is going to happen.
When things calm down, if they calm down, surrounding countries are starting to wonder what to do with the hundreds of thousands of refugees that came over to flee the violence. Most prominent is Lebanon, that took in over 1 million of them. But Shaheen Guise of Notre Dame University in Beirut says that the refugee issue is splitting Lebanese domestic politics.
From the Lebanese perspective, the issue of refugees and whether they should leave and when and how is a point of a big debate. It seems that everybody agrees that they should leave. Now, the process is being politicized. A group of Lebanon, what used to be called the March of Eight movement, is suggesting and insisting that this process is to be done as part of a negotiation process with the Syrian government, which would mean an actual recognition of the legitimacy of the Syrian regime. And the people who used to be called 14th of March are not accepting that easily. They have huge reservations on that, and they had committed to a standard policy of the Lebanese government, which says that we should be basically applying positive neutrality in the Syrian conflict.
Back to the civil war itself, several rounds in Geneva and Astana have yielded some results, specifically the Astana talks in Kazakhstan, where the idea of the so-called de-escalation zones was brokered between Iran, Turkey, Russia and Syria, and without the US. There's much skepticism about this, with critics saying that this is the basis for the breakup of Syria. Is there any ground for that? For now, this policy of de-escalation zones, where parties stop fighting, seems to work. And Rim Turkmani says that in those areas there are no more barrel bombs and the daily killing rate did go down.
The different actors are trying to achieve local settlements here and there and local achievements. De-escalation zone is part of this. You cannot reach de-escalation in Syria without brokering the ceasefire deals on the local level, because actually the decision makers are on the local level. So that was inevitable, whether through the Russians or anyone else, it was inevitable to happen. I don't think it's a recipe to break Syria. It takes much more than that to break the country. Russia, who also was the main sponsor for the de-escalation zone, is not in favor anyway of dividing the country.
So in the end, it comes down to the goodwill of Russia and the US. And as you know, these days, the relation between Moscow and Washington is not that great. But Shaheen Guise is optimistic.
The notion was that the election of Trump would provide a window of opportunity to allow for American Russian cooperation and coordination on a softer solution for the Syrian conflict. Unfortunately, that's not what happened, and it is not happening right now. To the contrary, the American-Russian relations are escalating in a negative direction from what it seems. But I believe the question of the Syrian problem would depend on the basic interests, aside from the direct diplomatic hassling between the Americans and the Russians.
A new round of Astana talks is set for 14 September, again without active participation of the US, which will have to wait and see what the outcome will be.